Well, now to a story out of Texas that's reviving the debate over equal pay and whether or not the Republican Party cares about it or other issues regarding women. Carrie Krestman, executive director of a Texas group called Red State Women PAC, was recently asked on local TV station WFAA about whether the state needed legislation like the federal Lilly Ledbetter Act to address the pay gap between men and women. Krestman said that while she did want to see fair and equal pay for women,
women are extremely busy. We lead busy lives, whether we're working professionally, whether we're working from home. And so when we look at this issue, we think, what's practical? And we want more access to jobs. We want to be able to go to get a higher education degree at the same time that we're working or raising a family. That's common sense. And we believe that that real world solution is a more practical way to approach the problem.
Well, then on Monday, Beth Kubriel, executive director of the Texas Republican Party, added this.
Men are better negotiators, and I would encourage women, instead of pursuing the courts for action, to become better negotiators.
So two comments that leave the impression that women are too busy to be bothered by the pay gap between them and men, still 70 cents to the dollar, or that the gap is their own fault because they need to be better negotiators. How is this playing out? Nia Malika Henderson is national political reporter for The Washington Post, senior writer for She the People, a blog about women in politics. And Nia, we're noting this isn't just Texas. In Minnesota, last week, State Rep. Andrea Kiefer told some colleagues that a bill that's pending there that includes several things, including equal pay for women, is putting us backwards in time and making women look like whiners. What is going on here?
Well, I think you're seeing the Republican Party, not only the National Party, the Republican National Committee, but also Republicans across the states really grapple with how they deal with and push back on what has been a very effective strategy from Democrats, the war on women, right? It used to be that the war on women was mainly focused on, like, abortion and contraception. And you remember in 2012, a slew of Republicans made remarks about rape and abortion. Redounded to the benefit of Democrats. And this year, you see a lot of Democratic candidates, particularly women who are running in states like Texas, in states like Georgia and Kentucky, bringing this issue back up, the war on women, but really framing it as an economic issue. And you see this happening also in the National Party. President Obama last week, he met with a group of Democratic women representatives, and they too are pushing this issue of paycheck fairness, of the disparity, the gender wage gap, 77 cents on the dollar. That's what women earn compared to men. And I think what you're seeing from Republicans is they are trying to put women forward as the face of their policy, right? I mean, they had a big autopsy that came out a year ago. And so they are trying to figure out how can they effectively push back against this rhetoric. So they're putting women out there to really talk about these issues. And so far, at least in the instances that we just heard, it's been a bit of a rocky attempt to push back.
Well, and you say this is happening across the country, equal pay cropping up in races, especially those in which women are running against men.
Right.
Tick through some of those.
Well, you've got, of course, in Texas, you're going to have Wendy Davis, who is also running with her number two is Leticia Vandepute, who's running as lieutenant governor. And then she's running against Greg Abbott. We don't know who's going to be the lieutenant governor because they're going to be a primary there. You've got Allison Grimes, who's running against Mitch McConnell, very much framing that race, around these issues of equal pay. And then you've got Mary Burke, who's running for governor in Wisconsin. Scott Walker is a governor who actually voted to repeal the equal pay language in Wisconsin. And then you've got Michelle Nunn, who's going to run likely against a man in Georgia as well. Kay Hagan, same thing, who's running for Senate to keep her Senate seat in North Carolina. She'll probably face Tom Tillis. So, yeah, what pollsters find is that both men and women generally agree that equal pay should be the law of the land, but it particularly resonates with women when they hear it from women. So that's something that you're seeing in these races, and they have the president very much co-signing on this. He's going to be in Florida tomorrow talking about this, talking about family issues, talking about the women, the pay gap. And it comes at a time when, listen, we're discussing Sheryl Sandberg, Rosenberg. I think she she was on the Forbes list. She's officially a billionaire. And that comment out of Texas, right, with a woman saying, oh, well, women just need to negotiate more. In some ways, that's straight out of Lean In, right? Yeah. Sheryl Sandberg's best-selling book. We're also at a period culturally when women are increasingly the head of households as the primary breadwinner. So they're trying to frame, Democrats at least, trying to frame these economic issues as primarily women's issues so they can get those women, particularly single working class women, out to the polls.
Well, but do Republicans have research showing that Republican women don't want legislation? Because that's what we're hearing from these women they're putting forward.
I mean, that's the interesting thing. I mean, if you look at, and this was a Democratic poll that came out, I think it was in the fall of last year. It shows pretty bipartisan support for equal pay legislation, that feelings among both folks that this needs to be addressed. But again, you have Republicans saying, well, you know, their laws are already on the book to address this, so why should we have more laws?
And Nia Malika Henderson, by the way, I said nationally, it's, I think, 70 cents to the dollar for women. But in some states, Wyoming, it's 64 cents to the dollar, the pay gap for women. Nia is political reporter for The Washington Post, also senior writer for She the People, a blog about women in politics. Nia, thanks for weighing in on this for us today.
Thank you.